is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Monday of Thanksgiving week. Glad to have you along for the conversation. We're going to shift gears literally here for a second. We're going to shift gears here literally for a second and talk about the latest, greatest in pursuit when it comes to police vehicles and so forth. There's a new police special service vehicle out there. I bring it to your attention because it comes from Ford Motor Company, and it is different than anything that's been out there previously. Steven Tyler here from Ford, not that Steven Tyler, this Steven Tyler. Steve, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Glad to have you here. So this vehicle, and now I know the Michigan State Police are involved heavily with, you know, looking at police vehicles and evaluating police vehicles, and this one will get to that point if it hasn't already, but tell the listeners about this vehicle and why it is so radically different.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our first plug-in hybrid police vehicle, which is really unique. Earlier, we revealed a hybrid police vehicle, which is pursuit-rated, called the Police Responder Hybrid Sedan. This one will not be pursuit-rated, but it's called the Special Service Plug-in Hybrid Sedan.
All right, so and explain to me. Now, hold on. We need to know, what is pursuit-rated? What does that mean to me?
Yeah, absolutely. So pursuit-rated means that the vehicle is capable of going through rigorous testing by both Michigan State Police and Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. And it's the vehicle's really beefed up to handle a 32-lap vehicle dynamics course where the vehicle is really put to its max. And when it's all done, it still has to operate as normal.
So tires smoking, gears ramming, guys going crazy, that rush of adrenaline down the backstretch into the turn, slide it through, and it still goes.
Absolutely.
Okay, just checking. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing here. All right, so this one is pursuit rated.
This one will not be pursuit rated. This one's more for police and fire chiefs, detectives, administrative personnel. And the really cool thing is you can plug it in and charge it up and drive for up to 21 miles on battery only power, which is then no emissions, no fuel. And so we could conceivably see someone like a detective going out on their shift, going out and potentially using no gasoline in an entire shift.
They run off, you know, 5 or 6 miles that way, go off for lunch, grab a donut, joking guys, take it easy, and then come back to the house and never go that 21 miles.
Yep, absolutely. And it charges in 2.5 hours if you have an optional 220-volt charger. Or for most people, they can just plug it into a standard wall outlet with the standard charger and charge it up overnight.
Let me ask you this. This is important. Steve Tyler here with Ford Motor Company talking about this brand new vehicle pushed in part by a lithium-ion battery. It says 22 miles here is its range, so 21, 22 miles on the range. How much money potentially, if you have a vehicle like this, if it's the chief and the chief runs out to, you know, maybe talk at a school or go to a, you know, a session or go to some sort of a roundtable meeting, how much gasoline savings are we talking about over the course of a year or the lifetime of the vehicle?
Yeah, so, you know, when you charge the vehicle up and it costs about $1 to charge it roughly. And so you compare that to what it would cost to put gas in it at the pump, you know, if you're staying within that battery range only. And then the really cool thing is once the 21 miles is exhausted, the gasoline electric hybrid engine seamlessly takes over from there. And so what we found earlier when we looked at our gasoline electric hybrid pursuit rated vehicle, police agencies that were using that vehicle could save up to about $3,900 a year based on how those vehicles are used.
Okay, now let's compare that to the price of the vehicle when it's new, because that obviously would have to offset is the vehicle is more expensive when you first buy it. It takes a time to make up for the fuel costs. What is the difference there?
Yeah, so what we found for the police responder hybrid sedan was that payback was about 1 year, which is, I think, a pretty good deal. As far as the plug-in hybrid, there's a little bit more price to that, but it gives you that, you know, emissions-free and gas-free benefit.
So, but are you saying you can get that money back over a course of time? You just don't know what the time is yet, or are you not going to get that money back?
Well, it's going to depend on how you use the vehicle on this special service vehicle. You know, based on charging it up overnight and, you know, costing about $1 a day to charge it, you know, we could do a calculation and figure out what that would cost based on, you know, someone's individual use of how they use it.
Well, the reason I ask is you read the newspapers, you see the news. Many of these municipalities are, you know, in financial hard times, a lot of them, and they're trying to find ways to save money over the course of time, to save a few nickels because they've, you know, spent too much before. So they're trying to get budgets in order. Maybe this is a vehicle that can help them get budgets in order if it saves money, certainly over the life of the vehicle. That's an important consideration for many municipalities, I would say, without question. So is this the future? Is this the future of police vehicles, or is this the future of Ford Motor Company in general?
Well, we think, first of all, this is one of, you know, 13 electrified vehicles that Ford's coming out with in the next 5 years, and we're spending $4.5 billion in investment to do it, so it's definitely the way Ford's going. But as far as the police market goes, we think a hybrid electric powertrain is ideal. And the reason why is, if you think about it, if you look at police vehicles when they're out on the road, when they're not in motion driving somewhere, they usually have the vehicle running because they've got to keep their emergency lights going.
Correct.
And all the electrical equipment on board, like computers and radios and whatnot. And so what the hybrid electric powertrain does is it allows all that equipment to be powered off of that lithium-ion hybrid battery. And then the engine only kicks on intermittently to charge a battery. So rather than running 100% of the time, the gas engine only runs about a third of the time, which is where that really significant savings comes from.
Well, you've raised an important question.
$3,900 a year.
You've raised an important question for me. Steve Tyler here with Ford Motor Company talking about the brand new ability to drive sound plug-in, the first plug-in hybrid police vehicle. If you're sitting somewhere, as you see police officers do, maybe they're sitting alongside gauging speed or doing reports or whatever, you see it often. How long can they sit there, and how does that impact your range? I mean, 21 miles or 22 miles if you're driving, but what if you're sitting there with all the equipment on for a period of time?
Yeah, so if they're using the special service plug-in hybrid, if they're sitting on the side of the road, the battery, you know, if they're running off electrical lights and whatever, it's going to depend on their load, you know, how much that vehicle is going to use. We don't really see that special service vehicle in that capability or in that usage as much as we see our police responder hybrid sedan being used in that way. And that's where I was mentioning about the significant fuel savings.
Right, I understand. All right, so these vehicles are now readily available, or they're just being rolled out? Where are we? I'll give you the last word.
Yep, absolutely. You'll be able to order them later this year, and we're going to start building them next summer.
All right, Steve Tyler, greatly appreciated from Ford Motor Company. Look for these new hybrid vehicles to be in a police department somewhere near you someday soon. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Really appreciate it.
There you have it. Steven Tyler from Ford Motor Company. Not a break from the tour with the band, just on a break from Ford Motor Company this morning. It is, 14 after. If you'd like to find out more about what we're doing here at the Steve Gruber Show, go to stevegruber.com. You can also there enter to win the giveaway for the $4,000 Wolverine water system. We're giving that away just before Christmas. Click the Wolverine button there at stevegruber.com. Do that right now. You could win a $4,000 water purification system. Happy holidays from the Steve Gruber Show.